Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and we are going to talk about how the Democrat Party voted to import illegals. These are not documented people. They all voted to import these illegals into the United States of America. And what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to be the outcome? They're going to come here and assimilate. They're going to come here and be happy. They're going to come here and embrace. What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They've imported all of these illegals, and then we're going to see more crime in the United States of America. And a lot of people are still asking, well, are they importing them for votes? They don't need them for votes. I've talked about this multiple times. You know, the Republicans, this is what the Democrats are doing. While the Republicans are all over there screaming, talking about the replacement theory, while the Republicans are all over there screaming, talking about how the illegals are going to be voting, the Democrats are saying, we don't need them to vote. We just need to be able to count these bodies for the census reports. So then that way they can tip the balance in the Electoral College, because they can't get rid of the Electoral College. You notice they're not even talking about that any longer, trying to get rid of it. So what is the next best thing? They sat down and said, well, how can we manipulate the Electoral College? I know, since they don't have to be American citizens for us to count, all we have to do is bring in more bodies. And then we count the bodies, and they put these bodies in precise locations where they know that they're going to get majority of the Democrat vote. And guess what happens? The Electoral College number goes up for the Democrats. So they don't care. They don't care. They all voted to bring them into the country. And that's the reason. That is the main reason, other than collapsing the United States of America. That's the ultimate goal at the end of the day for the Democrat Party, is to collapse the United States of America. Now, I want y'all to listen to Mayorkas. Mayorkas, he's actually in Guatemala. This was, this was this Thursday, today, or was it last Thursday? Today, right? Today. Oh, okay. So more likely today. So he's in Guatemala, and he's telling the people in Guatemala, which Guatemala, for those of you that don't know, is not part of the United States of America. Like Ukraine, not part of the United States of America. But anyways, he is there, and he's telling the people that by blocking all of the illegals coming into the United States of America, like Texas, he's saying that Texas is violating the U.S. Constitution. He should not be able to come back into the country. Listen to what he says.
As a matter of law, that SB4, which is a law proposed by the state of Texas, it is our strongly held view that that law is unconstitutional, and it is our hope and confidence that the courts will.
He's hoping that the courts will overturn it. So he's saying that the law in Texas to prevent these illegals from coming into the country is unconstitutional. He is violating the oath that he took. You can get him off the screen. He's violating the oath that he took to defend and protect the American people. What is his actual position, Shannon? Mayorkas?
I mean, he's over Homeland Security.
He's the director, or is he just the secretary?
Secretary.
He's the secretary of Homeland Security. So if I'm not mistaken, maybe you don't have to for that position. You have to take the oath, swear and defend and protect the Constitution and the people in the country. I guess you don't have to when you're in that position.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it isn't elected.
It's an appointed position, right? So I guess he doesn't have to. Maybe someone can let me know in the chat. Let me know, is the position Mayorkas is holding, does he have to take the oath to defend and protect the American people? Because if he didn't, that is a problem. Maybe that needs to be changed.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that he went over there and he basically is talking to them about our Constitution. Like, don't you worry, we're going to overturn this in our country, right? I mean,
he's saying that the laws, by breaking the law is, well, let me see how, because it's so stupid. Let me see how I can word this. by upholding the law is unconstitutional.
That's exactly
is what Mayorkas is saying.
Right.
Breaking the law, that is constitutional. You see how everything is backwards? I don't know how this dude is still in this position. Mainly, I do know how. Because the Senate, they're for this. They just voted for all of these illegals that come into the country. Look at this one. Look at this one where they bust them all in and they're talking about the illegals. And I guess now it's what, $10.5 billion, like $1 million a day?
That's just New York.
Just New York.
Right.
Mind you, not talking about Chicago, California, Detroit, all of the other, Dallas, Houston. Not talking about the other major cities and states.
The migrant crisis racking up a hefty price tag for state and local governments.
You're talking about maybe $80 billion in educational costs. Maybe $25 billion in healthcare costs.
As they work to care for the massive influx of newcomers, many sent to them, courtesy of Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his effort to draw national attention to the border problem.
We're such a big country that people have been able to ignore the issue of illegal immigration over the years.
New York City rolling out a $53 million pilot program, giving out prepaid debit cards to migrant families.
There is no free money. These are not ATM cards. You can't take cash out. If anyone has that idea, they are wrong. This is for food and baby supplies only.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul asking state lawmakers to authorize $2.4 billion for migrants on top of the $1.9 billion already spent. NYC projecting they'll spend $10.5 billion on migrants by the summer of 2025.
I think we're doing a really good job under really challenging circumstances.
Massachusetts is spending $75 million each month on state-run migrant shelters. Denver is expecting to save $60 million as they close 4 migrant shelters there.
You cannot have open borders and a welfare state.
In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson refusing to admit how much the city is paying to operate its 27 migrant shelters. One report places the cost of operating just 3 of these at nearly $1 million each week. Many residents have had enough and they want to send a message to their leaders.
If we do not get issues resolved, people will not be voting how they used to before.
So how did they used to vote? So if you voted a certain way before, isn't it your fault?
I mean, he's literally acknowledging.
Isn't it his fault? He voted for this.
He's literally acknowledging that the Democrats are the ones that are doing this.
I wish he would just come out and say that the Democrats did this to us. And you know what? We need to take responsibility for our own actions because we voted for Joe Biden. We voted for the Democrats and they did this to us because we trusted them to do the right thing. I don't know why anyone would trust anything that the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, and it's true. Well, what he said in that clip, he said that you cannot have a welfare system.
No, you can't.
And illegals in the same city. You can't have it. And
it's
that's what's
collapse.
Happening right
it's
now.
It's going to collapse.
That's
the city.
Exactly what's happening. It's what's happening in Chicago.
Yes.
That's what's happening in New York. That's what's happening in Denver. And who do you think the welfare people are? It's the Americans,
yes.
Right? The people that need help the most in our country. The people we need to help the most in our country are the ones.
I thought you were going to say who the welfare folks are, black people.
But it's not just black
people. I know. It's not just black people.
It's the people that need it the most.
It's Americans that have been, that are struggling.
Hardship,
struggling. We're all struggling right now. And the struggle is because of the Democrat Party.
And they're
party.
Taking that away from them, and they're giving it to people that have
and
not worked
for it. And the same people were screaming for reparations not too long ago.
I like how he says this isn't free money. Okay, so I don't care how you want to say it. You are giving them money to buy food, to buy diapers, to buy whatever. It is free money
to
them.
It is free money.
Right.
It is free money. They didn't have to earn it.
They sure didn't.
Kind of sound like DEI
to me.
I mean,
food translates to money.
And then they're giving them jobs. No education. Can't even speak the language. And
absolutely.
Now they're taking American jobs.
Absolutely.
Come on.
And they're giving them shelter.
Come on.
And they're giving them shelter.
Come on. Look at this one here.
Maddening.
Look at this one here. This is more illegals. And, I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff up. Watch this.
Senate amendment that would ban the use of taxpayer money to fly migrants into the U.S. goes down in a whopping defeat.
It was 51-47. Every Republican voted for it. Every Democrat voted against it.
So every Republican voted to not allow the illegals to come in. Every single Democrat voted, say, nope, we want to be able to fly them into the country. Every last one of them.
Yeah.
I think every single Democrat should be removed from office, because I know for a fact that every single senator, they did take the oath. Every last one of them, they should be removed.
Yeah, they literally said, we're not even taking them to the border anymore. We're just going to fly them into the city that they want to go to. Didn't they get mad at Greg Abbott time and time again, saying that, oh, how dare he fly them to all these different states?
He was busing them. It was Ron DeSantis that was flying them.
Right.
He flew them to Martha's Vineyard, but that was a problem. You can't fly them to their liberal utopia locations. You need to fly them to where the Electoral College will come in full effect. Listen to the rest of this.
There should be transparency. We should know where all these people are going to.
Republican Senator Bill Hagerty out of Tennessee proposed the amendment. He joins us in studio, and hello to you. Was the writing on the wall before this thing even hit the floor?
You know, it was amazing. Chuck Schumer tried everything he could to block this until the very dead of night. We ran right up to basically a government shutdown before he finally capitulated and said, okay, we'll put it on the floor. But I didn't get it onto the floor till the middle of the night, perhaps 1:30 in the morning, when the vote went down. I think they thought no one would see it. No one would see that every Democrat voted to fly illegal migrants in here from countries like Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, Colombia, on taxpayer funds, using charter flights, flying them over our border and putting them into the interior of America.
How many are we talking about, Senator?
320,000 last year.
320,000 last year. So how many more are they going to bring in this year? How many more have they already brought in this year? Is there a time period when they stop counting the census report? Bring your black split screen here for me. Is there a time period where they stop doing a census report? Have you looked that up? The census report, you know, when they go and they count the people, is there a time period before the election where they stop and say, okay, we got the number. Here's the number of the electoral colleges for this particular state and this state and this state. Because that's the reason why they're bringing them in. You understand my question? So I'm just wondering, so is there a deadline? Because if the deadline was already passed, they probably wouldn't even care about bringing all of these illegals in. They were doing 320,000 last year. Because they don't want you to see them on a border, but they're still flying them into these states. So do they have to have the census report in by a certain time period? That's the question.
It says April 1st.
So April 1st. So it's getting ready to come up. So they have to have them all in here before April. So they do the last count before April 1st.
But it says there's only a mandated census done every 10 years.
So when was the last time done? When was the last one? Listen to this.
Got right up to the edge of government shutdown. It looked like Chuck Schumer was willing to shut the government down rather than take the vote on this.
Really?
Finally, at the very last minute, he capitulated, and every single Democrat in the United States Senate voted to continue to use taxpayer funding to charter planes to fly illegal immigrants here to the United States of America. 320,000 came in last year alone. These are immigrants that are being recruited in Cuba, in Haiti, in Venezuela, in Colombia. They're being flown directly in here over our border, so they don't have to cross our border. They're coming directly into 43 airports here in America. The Biden administration, of course, won't say which airports, but I can only imagine it will be blue cities, because what they're trying to do is backfill, because, again, every Democrat 2 weeks prior voted against my attempt to try to stop counting illegal migrants for the purposes of apportioning congressional districts and electoral votes. They want to keep counting these illegals.
See, there it is right there.
The last consensus was done in 2020.
In 2020. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.